It is the biggest priority for many of us planning our vacations, the budget. And while you may remember to set aside some cash for meals and activities and shopping, how much to tip could get lost in the mix.
Earlier, Hillary talked about how much and who to tip with Janet Bodner, editor of the Kiplinger Personal Finance.
It's not something that people normally think about. And then what happens is you're put in a situation and you think, oh my gosh, should I be leaving a tip for the housekeeper here? And if so, how much? And then you look in your wallet and all you have is $20 and you say, well, that's probably too much, but I'll feel cheap if I don't leave anything. So, you know, you create problems for yourself, and who needs that on vacation?
Right. Well, let's start with who you tip when you go on vacation.
Well, I think anybody who provides a service for you, the housekeeper, as we just mentioned, I think is numero uno. Obviously, a skycap if he or she is handling baggage at the hotel. If you're taking a hotel shuttle, say from the airport to the hotel, a hotel concierge if you go on a tour, you might want to tip the tour guide. So there are lots of people, anybody who renders you a service.
All right, now, how much do you tip them?
Let's use housekeepers as an example. Anywhere from $2 to $5 a day is considered appropriate. And if you're going to have a stay of several days, it would be appropriate to do a tip every day because you may have a different cleaning crew or a different housekeeper coming in. And you would also want to leave it on the desk in an envelope with a little note, little thank you note, so that they know that it is for housekeeping. And that would be a good way to do it.
Some places, particularly on vacations, they actually add tips into the bill. Do you have to study all of those bills?
It would be very helpful to you if you want to save some money, especially if you're going to a high-end hotel or to a resort, which is the type of location that's most likely to add bills, or if you're going on a cruise, and that's another area that would add a gratuity onto your bill. And so you want to know what's already included so that you don't have to overtip. I mean, there's nothing worse. You don't want to undertip because then you look cheap and it's not fair to the people who are providing you a service. But also you don't want to overtip because, you know, that's money out of your pocket that you could be spending elsewhere on your
right.
vacation.
I told you, I never know how much to tip for certain services, so I'm very glad to hear your advice. But there's one rule for the U.S., and then it's different when you go abroad, isn't it?
Right, it is. First of all, when you go abroad, some things are the same. Like if you want to tip a cab driver, the general rule for tipping a cab driver is about 15%, and that would be here, and that would also be abroad. But for dinner, it's totally different. Here, you might tip maybe 15 or 20%, but in Europe, for example, you probably wouldn't tip more than 5%. And what some people do is just leave the change from the bill that they have just paid. And if you go to a country like Japan, tipping is frowned upon across the board. And so what you want to do there is, again, a thank you, a bow, know the local customs before you go. And to your question about not knowing how to tip, we have a great quiz on Kiplinger.com that gives you a dozen or so situations in which you can say to yourself, you know, we ask the question, you know, how much should you tip or should you tip? And I think that's something people might want to take.
Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance, and there's a link to that quiz at WTOP.com.